Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're going to be featuring much music from trumpet players, including Johnny Coles, a very special tribute to Idris Suleiman, guitarist Peter Sprague, Lester Young, Booker Little, Bill Hardman. And we're going to start off this afternoon with Colin Steele and Kathy Ray. They recorded an album in 1999 entitled A Tribute to Chet Baker. And we're going to listen to Colin's beautiful trumpet work as well as Kathy's vocal stylings on a composition that Chet did quite often. It's entitled My Ideal.
Thank you.
That was a lovely reading of My Ideal, Colin Ray on trumpet, and Dave Milligan on piano, and that's taken from the album A Tribute to Chet Baker. We're going to continue with vocalist Agneta Bauman from her album Sentimental Lady, and this is her latest recording for the Touche Music label. We're going to listen to her version of Young and Foolish, and this one features some nice trumpet work from Boss Broberg. Gösta Rundquist is on piano and Pelle Danielsson is on bass.
Thank you. Thank you.
that was music from the Maji Olin Sextet and a composition entitled KG. We heard on that number Ingrid Jensen on flugelhorn. Actually, she was trading some nice licks there with Hans Ulrich on tenor sax and Amanda Sedgwick on alto sax. On drums, we had P.A. Tolbaum. On bass, Hans Andersen, and on piano, Maji Olin. And that was taken from her album Dreams. And before that, we heard vocalist Agneta Bauman from her album Sentimental Lady and a poignant version of Young and Foolish. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1. And we're now streaming live off the internet at www.chuo.fm. Here's some music from a very important trumpet player, not to be forgotten for sure. His name was Booker Little. Booker was born in Memphis, Tennessee, April the 2nd, 1938, and he died October the 5th, 1961 of uremia. He was part of the 1950s Memphis Jazz Underground, which included George Coleman, Charles Lloyd, and pianists Harold Mayburn and Phineas Newborn. He moved to Chicago in 1957, and then he joined Max Roach in 1958. He remained associated with him for most of his brief career. He also recorded and gigged with Mal Waldron, John Coltrane, and Eric Dolphy, with whom he played and recorded in 1960 and 61 at the Five Spot in New York. If you have a chance to pick that one up, it's a great live recording. He's still highly regarded, and despite having had no chance to fulfill his great promise, very influential. Little had tremendous fluency and a bright, clear sound, which, although descended from Clifford Brown, was more emotionally ambiguous. His harmonic approach was similarly adventurous, stretching the bonds of tonality without straining the logic of his lines. Now, another album of his that's highly recommended was an album on the Candid label called Out Front, and it was the last of Little's recordings, apart from the Dolphy set that I just mentioned, and it featured an impressive lineup, including Dolphy, Ron Carter, and Max Roach, to name but a few. So we're going to listen to something from Booker Little, and this is a composition entitled BT's Minor Plea, and it features Roy Haynes on drums, Scott LaFaro on bass, Tommy Flanagan on piano. Wynton Kelly is also on piano. Not quite sure who is on this particular number. There's no details, but this is from a 1960 recording. So let's listen to BT's Minor Plea.
Thank you.
That was music from trumpet player Bill Hardman from his album Focus. And we heard Minority featuring Junior Cook on tenor sax, Slide Hampton on trombone, Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Leroy Williams on drums, and Stafford James on bass. And that was recorded for the Muse label, Bill Hardman on trumpet. Bill Hardman was born in Cleveland, Ohio, April the 6th, 1933, and he passed away in Paris, December the 5th, 1990. He was frequently associated with Charles Mingus, who played with him actually in 1956, also played with them towards the end of the 1960s, as well as 1972. He was also associated with Art Blakey's band from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, also working briefly with Horace Silver, as well as Lou Donaldson towards the late 50s, early 60s. He ran his own group called the Brass Company, and he played in the U.S. and Europe with Junior Cook from 79 to 81. He was an admirer of Clifford Brown, and in his early work, he had a limited phraseology and a peculiarity, acrid tone, which were very identifiable. And I think you're going to hear this tone on the next recording that I'm going to play for you. It's a ballad called My One and Only Love. It's one of my favorites. And you'll hear that Bill doesn't extend the line as much as you'd like him to. He sort of cuts it off very short. And I think that sort of affects the mood of his ballad playing. I don't know if you agree with me on this one, but give it a listen. This is Bill Hardman from his album Focus and My One and Only Love. That was a beautiful reading of My One and Only Love, played for us by Bill Hardman and the rest of his band. That was taken from his album Focus, recorded in 1980. Last week I played some music from Carmen McRae. It was actually pretty incredible live music, and I was able to get some details on the album. It was released in June, and it's called Live at Ratzo's. I think I said Ritzo's, but it's Ratzo. R-A-T, and I believe it's S-O. It might be Z-O. Some of the spellings are different, but R-A-T-S-O. And it's on the Hitchcock Media label. If you're looking for this album, Live at Ratzo's Volume 1, and there's also a Volume 2, and the label is Hitchcock Media. So I hope that helps you out in finding this excellent recording from 1976. My name is Randy McKelligan, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And this afternoon, we're featuring music from trumpet players, and I'm going to be featuring some music now from another trumpet player who played with Mingus for a while. His name is Johnny Coles, and he had a band called the Johnny Coles Quartet, which featured Kenny Drew on piano, Peck Morrison on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. And I'm going to play for you something from an album called The Warm Sound. And this is on the Koch Jazz label. It's readily available. Actually, it was released in 1995. But the recording was made in 1961 for CBS. And it was recorded in New York City. We're going to hear a composition entitled Pretty Strange. Now, this one was written by Randy Weston. And then we're going to follow it with some great live recording From the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, Sonny Rollins with The Cutting Edge. But before we get to all that, I've got some music from Lester Young from 1959, and this is a recording that was made in Paris at the Hotch Studio on March the 4th. This is a composition called The New DB Blues. Thank you. That was music from Johnny Coles and a beautiful rendition of Pretty Strange, a song written by Randy Weston. And that was from Johnny's album entitled The Warm Sound. Lester Young before that from March the 4th, 1959. And this was not vintage Lester Young. This was actually quite pathetic. About a week later, he returned from Paris to New York, and he went back to the Alvin Hotel, back into his room, never ate a thing, was very, very sick, and died of a heart attack. Very broken man. And we heard something that was recorded March the 4th in Paris, and it was entitled New DB Blues, released as part of the Jazz in Paris series of recordings that you can pick up. And they're actually available for a really good price, usually under $10. So we're going to go now to Sonny Rollins and a live recording from 1974 at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. And we're going to listen to a piece of his called The Cutting Edge. Now it features Bob Cranshaw on bass, Masuo on guitar, Stanley Cowell on piano, David Lee is on drums, and Mitumi is on conga drums and percussion. And then we're going to listen to the same piece, The Cutting Edge, but a quite different version from guitarist Peter Sprague from his album on the Xanadu label entitled The Path. So here's Sonny Rollins from 1974 with The Cutting Edge. We'll be right back. That was Sonny Rollins from 1974 and The Cutting Edge. I just want to remind people who are going to the Kiddies Carnival this afternoon that it's been moved to St. Pat's. And St. Pat's is located at the corner of Heron and Alta Vista, St. Patrick's High School. If you want to check it out, the Kiddies Carnival has been moved to St. Pat's at the corner of Heron and Alta Vista. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition, and as promised, I'm going to play for you another very different version of The Cutting Edge, and this is from Peter Sprague, introducing some Indian influences into this particular version. That was music from guitarist Peter Sprague and his version of Sonny Rollins' great composition called The Cutting Edge. Now we're going to listen to some music from Paul Gonzalez, one of the mainstays of Ellington's band for many, many years. He released an album in 1960, and the album is actually called Getting Together, and it features Paul Gonzalez on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Jimmy Cobb on drums, Sam Jones on bass, and Nat Adderley is on cornet. And we're going to hear something from the pen. I believe this was written by Jelly Roll Morton. It's called Low Gravy, and it was recorded December the 20th, 1960, in New York City.
Thank you.
From December 20th, 1960, that was Paul Gonzalez and Low Gravy, a beautiful recording. And as I said before, he was playing in Ellington's band for many, many years. Well, towards the end of July, we lost another great jazz musician, and his name was Leonard Graham, one of the, I think he was an influential trumpet player. I guess you could say that. There were many people out there that listened to his recordings, and he passed away at the age of 80. He was born in St. Petersburg, Florida, August the 7th, 1923. He toured with the Carolina Cotton Pickers and also toured with Earl Hines in the mid-40s. He then changed his name to Idris Suleiman, and he became an early associate of Thelonious Monk, Mary Lou Williams, and the Beboppers. He recorded and gigged with Monk in the mid-40s, Coleman Hawkins in 57, and he eventually settled in Stockholm, Sweden in the 1960s. During the 1960s and Copenhagen during the 1970s, he was also a regular member of the Clark Boland Band, and in 1991 he recorded in New York with Randy Weston. During the 70s he also took up the alto sax, but Suleiman's main contributions have been made on trumpet, and despite being a variable performer, he sometimes produced inspired and highly individual work. Well, I'm going to recommend to you a recording now that I'm going to be playing. Actually, I'm going to be featuring two tracks. Mirror Lake is a recording that Idris wrote, and Carefree, which we're going to be hearing in about a minute's time, is also another original from Idris Suleiman. On this recording, it's entitled Now's the Time. It was recorded in 1976 for the Steeplechase Records label, and it features Cedar Walton on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and the great drummer Billy Higgins. And as I said before, this is a highly recommended recording called Now's the Time. We're going to start off with Carefree, and then we're going to listen to Mirror Lake. This is the music of Idris Suleiman, who passed away, I believe it was July the 26th, at the age of 80. Thank you. Well, there's a sample of the man that we lost recently, Idris Suleiman, who passed away at the age of 80, and I think was quite a trumpet player, very musical and very lyrical, and his phrasing for sure was quite impeccable. We're going to continue with some more music, but before we get to that, I just want to let you know who I am, Randy McElligott, CHUO-FM, and the show is called In Transition, 89.1 on your FM dial and now streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Next trumpeter we're going to feature, Richard Williams, playing with Gigi Grease on alto sax, Richard Wyans on piano, Julian Yule on bass, and Mickey Roker on drums. And here's something called Strange Feelin'. Thank you. another fine example of a trumpet player who was not very well known, but certainly performed admirably. That was Richard Williams with Gigi Grace on alto sax, and a composition called Strange Feelin'. We're going to go now to music from Brad Good, and this is from his album Shock of the New. It's an interesting recording, and it features Brad Good on trumpet, Lynn Halliday on tenor sax, Jody Christian on piano, Dennis Carroll is on bass, and we're going to hear something that's entitled Stu's Blues.
Thank you.
That was music from Brad Good and something called Stu's Blues. We're going to conclude with some music from Steps Ahead, and they were a great band. Peter Erskine and Mike Manieri, Ilian Elias, Eddie Gomez, a great band that was popular during the 1980s, and they've disbanded and moved on to bigger and better things. And we're going to listen to an improvisation from their debut album, simply entitled Steps Ahead, and this one is called Trio. Hope you enjoyed the show this afternoon as we featured some trumpet players that are not very well known but certainly left their impact on the world of jazz. I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition. In the meantime, have a great week, and don't forget that coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. I'm Randy McElligott. Bye for now.